Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:04. It's hump day morning, which means Big Brother is on tonight, which is not all that exciting. This show has just become super predictable at this point. There's even, you know, they don't show a lot of stuff on the regular, like all the, apparently there's a lot of butt poking happening on the show that, or you know, that they don't show on the actual thing that they air 3 days a week. And behind the scenes, there's apparently like Jason, who is teamed up with Alex. He's the ass kicker, you know?
Yeah.
He was making all these rape jokes and
rape jokes.
Well, I guess they're probably not going to air, but I guess, you know, people were bummed who watched the live feed. Like, Jesus, buddy, rape jokes are never funny.
No.
So,
well, we can't take any jokes anymore.
That's true, Vinny.
So,
jokes are hard.
There's the environment's not okay for any jokes,
right.
Rape jokes. Right at the top of the list.
Things to not joke about. The whole list.
Race jokes.
Right. Nope. Out the window. Don't do them. Control yourself. Hey.
Hey.
This part of the show is sponsored by IKEA. Coldplay all day. That's happening this whole week.
Oh, right.
Oh.
And there's actually a Coldplay song that we're going to be listening to in the Celebrity Trash, which is probably the one time you'll ever hear it. They're saying that this song that they wrote for Houston, they performed it. And that say it's the only time they'll ever perform it, and that you'll never hear it again. They're never going to release it. Mm. So we'll. I think we're hearing.
Maybe
a live
they should release it and
it,
make
right?
some money for the victim.
Oh. You should call the Coldplay people.
Well, not that we should stop trying to help the flood relief, but they've got a lot of help.
It's true. There are a lot of people.
It's really nice to see. In fact, one of the things I've noticed, some of the posts have. On both sides of the political spectrum have been like, isn't it nice to see Americans getting along? It's unfortunate we need sort of a disaster for everyone to drop the political BS and just be American for a minute.
Right.
And just put
Take
a hand out and not ask who you voted for as you pull them up.
Right.
Pretty neat.
Yeah. Although, me and Vaughn were listening to a news report yesterday, and Trump was like, if anyone can handle it, Texas can. It's like, oh my God, shut up. Shut up.
Well, he's trying to bolster them, I guess. I don't know. I watched a lot of Trump in Texas stuff yesterday, and I was just trying to do exactly what Vinny just said. Watch our president respond to what's happening there. And
well, I didn't watch any of him. Man. I was talking about regular people saying,
oh, totally.
It's all good, man. Look at people turning out with boats, people... With
putting
trucks,
aside everything
trying to
except,
grab, you know, anything they can, anyone they can, grabbing animals, grabbing people.
Humans just, being human.
Right. Being American and helping out without question.
Settling back into fall routines, IKEA can help you do it comfortably with new lower prices on their most popular sofas. Visit your local IKEA store or IKEA-USA.com for offer details. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Kidango. Join Kidango at their fundraiser on September 28th as they recognize Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom as this year's superhero of early learning. Details and tickets available at kidango.org. So here are a bunch of random things about Hurricane Harvey. The Kardashians accepted Kevin Hart's challenge to donate and ponied up a lot more than the $25,000 he was challenging other celebrities to give. They're giving $500,000. Sandra Bullock chipped in a full million.
Oh, good.
Just by herself and said something along the lines of, I'm grateful that I'm in a position to do this.
She did the same thing for Katrina, right? A million
she did.
Bucks.
She's also a Texas lady, isn't she?
And
I think you're right.
I think so. And didn't she live in Louisiana at the time that she...
That's where she adopted her oldest son.
Right.
Yeah.
J-Lo and A-Rod are each giving $25,000. Houston Rockets owner Leslie Alexander. Originally, we had heard that the Rockets and the Astros were each giving $4 million. He's now upped his to $10
million. Damn.
Well, this is the biggest natural disaster of all times, I think.
During a show in Miami on Monday night, Coldplay debuted a new song for Houston called Houston. And they were saying it's the first and only time we're ever going to play it. So I don't know if that'll hold true or if it's something that I think that's a great idea. Why not release it as a single and try and raise money? But here's what we have.
Oh,
That sounds like another song that they're just singing different lyrics to.
Yeah, it just sounds like a country song.
Right. Well, there it is.
But good for them.
Yeah.
Nice. Everyone likes to hear their name called out in a song.
Sure. Especially by their favorite band,
Sublime
Coldplay.
Has a song where they just go name-calling cities, and it's just so funny. You can imagine every town they're in that...
Yay!
Well, the guy died before they really went out and toured that thing, but you know.
But like, their heart was in the right place.
They had the right plan in
place. I love when rap songs do that. Like, especially old school rap songs. Hey, they call it the hoods. I'm like, yeah.
It's funny, too. You go see a band and they have, you know, they have name called another city in their song. And then they change it to your city.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, they know where they are.
That's how you win a crowd.
Yep. Get them on your side. So Joel Osteen. Is it Osteen or Osteen?
Osteen. I'm watching. Do you have the audio?
I don't.
Oh,
you know, is he on today?
What's happening?
Well, yeah, I guess it must have been because, you know, he's George Stephanopoulos is interviewing him, and I just got to the part where he's about to start defending himself.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of defending going on. However, in the end here, it looks like he's going to do the right thing. The doors are open, and it's become a collection center. So if you're sending blankets, towels, diapers, you know, whatever it is you might be saying, sending for the relief effort, it's all being collected there. I guess that they're asking FEMA for 10,000 additional. It's a disaster. I mean, you said it. It's like the largest scale disaster ever. So there has been a lot of criticism of Joel Osteen because he has this gigantic stadium that he turned into a church. And even now, as they're reopening, as they're going to open it, there are conflicting reports as to why it took so long.
Yeah.
The church itself had said something along the lines of, oh, well, there was a bunch of flooding inside.
Right.
And they posted like a picture of a hallway
with water.
With water, which there were no signs saying it was the church or anything. I mean, that could have been pulled off Google Images. Sure. I have no idea. But then they also, you know, he had said, no, that the place is fine. It's the access to it. Meanwhile, there's a hotel right across the street that's completely sold out because people need a place to stay and no one's having a problem getting there. So he announced yesterday, Joel Osteen, that his Houston megachurch will be open for evacuees. And then yesterday, I think we'd heard, he said, oh, no, we're going to open it as soon as all the shelters are full.
Yeah.
The shelters are full. They're like beyond capacity. There are some shots of the outer walkway. So there's the inside stadium part, and then there's all the outer walkways.
Yeah, this is the Houston Rockets' old stadium.
Right. It was like the compact center, I think.
Right.
So the refugees are getting an official greeting from a ton of donated items, and there are huge stacks of what look like, in this photo anyway, toys, towels. There are just boxes and boxes and boxes of items that people need
at his church
in that outer walkway. It's inside, but it's outside of the bowl itself.
You know, I saw a lot of people on Facebook in passionate defense of this guy. I imagine they must follow him, whether it be on TV or they buy this dude's books.
Right.
But I would mention to all the people who are offended by the way the media has reported on this guy that, look, he's a church guy who's got $60 million in the bank and they have tax-free status as a church.
It's a church.
And so the general public does question where all that money ends up and how he's gotten so rich. And look, if it's all good, then it's all good.
Right.
But don't be so surprised that people look at a rich preacher guy and question.
Yeah.
Shin's got a plane.
Shouldn't he be the first person to open his doors?
He does have his own private jet.
I know.
Of course he does.
That's what I'm saying. And look, he could be like, I made this money. I was born with whatever.
Right.
It's just the appearance of it all. It's tax-free status. There's a few things that make people question the guy. There's plenty of preachers out there for all the way back in time who've taken money for the wrong reasons.
Right.
Who've promised things they couldn't possibly promise while they took people's money.
They take advantage of people wanting to have some place to go and something to believe in. And it did, you know.
And I'm not saying this guy's doing that. I'm just saying.
I'm sure he's totally legit, Ben.
Don't be so shocked that the general public questions someone who's that rich.
Not helping the community.
Right. That's all.
Not immediately saying, please, flock, come in.
It's all good.
You built this place.
This is your home.
Right.
So yesterday, I was looking at his Instagram to see, you know, what was going on. And he posted hurricane relief update, and he had 10,000 comments. Everyone saying, you know, you're such a liar, you're such a hypocrite. On his personal Instagram, Joel Osteen, he's disabled comments. You can't say anything anymore on any pictures.
And if his heart is in the right place, it's probably hurts him to be in this position. But again, look, dude, you got $60 million in the bank. You fly a private jet. Everyone questions that stuff.
Yep.
It's the same as the people make donations to these. My parents were donating to the Catholic Church. They love their religion, and yet they were making huge payouts to kids that were raped by priests. So, you know, the fact that the general public questions the church or churches, don't be surprised by that.
You shouldn't be. If you are, that's on you. The church is now open for evacuees. Joel Osteen says the flooding inside the church is the reason for the delay. This was an update from TMZ. A Lakewood church rep said Lakewood's doors are now open to anyone needing shelter. We're coordinating with the city as a collection site for distributing supplies to shelter to area shelters. We are collecting diapers, baby formula, baby food, other supplies, and then gives the address, Lakewood Church, Circle Drive off Timmins Street. Here's the one shot that they provided. It's sort of a anonymous-looking hall with some water in it.
It's like a basement.
I know.
That ceiling's not even finished. The pipes are all exposed.
He's taking a ton of heat for not turning the mega church into a shelter immediately. He says, in a statement he posted on Monday night, we've never closed our doors. We'll continue to be a distribution center to those in need, and we're prepared to house people once shelters reach capacity. The American Red Cross turned the convention center into an evacuee center. There are 8,800 people there. The capacity was set at 5,000. So there's 3,800 people who could immediately take up residence at the mega church. So I guess TMZ also has a video shot by someone who was walking around the church and saying, no, it's totally accessible. It's all BS. Open up the doors, let the people in.
What's that video of, Bryn?
That's right outside the church, the video that somebody took showing that the,
it's on high ground.
Yeah,
exactly.
That it's completely accessible. If there is some flooding, it's probably four floors below the main area. Yes, Hooman?
Oh, I was just going to say to Bryn if he found the audio of George and Joel.
That's from today's show. I can look for that. I haven't.
It's happening as we speak.
Good Morning America.
Good Morning America. It's
Beyonce's pastor talked to TMZ about what she's doing to help. He's saying she doesn't name names or drop dollar amounts, but is having a huge impact in Houston. The rumor is that she has personally donated $7 million. Mm. Reverend Rudy Rasmus, I think he's the guy who actually married Beyonce and Jay-Z. He said they are mobilizing to help Hurricane Harvey victims, but she commonly keeps her charitable efforts undercover.
Hooman, did you mark that name down? When you get married, you should have Rudy Rasmus do it.
Yeah.
Our friend Rudy.
Yeah.
Oh, I will. Maybe.
I mean, he marries the big ones, right?
Yeah.
Well, I know who I'd get as my wedding planner.
Oh, who?
Sarah Haywood.
Whoa.
Who's, you know that? Who's that?
She's right. The wedding planner for...
Ding, ding.
For Kate Middleton. Oh. That wedding I went to in Scotland. She was the wedding planner for that.
Sarah Haywood.
Yeah.
So you're getting married in England?
No, she's worldwide. She only does 7 weddings a year. I mean,
and to do yours would cost your mom
millions,
how much?
Millions.
So you're going to get
millions.
What you want is to go on Pinterest and find a Sarah Haywood devotee.
Right. A knockoff.
They're cheaper. American Idol was supposed to hold auditions in Houston and San Antonio this weekend. They are canceled for obvious reasons. So this was, let's see, they've eliminated that. They're saying on Twitter, in light of Hurricane Harvey and the devastation in Texas, the American Idol bus will be canceling the previously scheduled auditions. The safety of the community is of the utmost importance, and our thoughts go out to all those affected. They also suggest alternative methods of auditioning, including sending an audition video via the show's website or attending either of the Louisiana audition dates. But isn't Harvey now turning its attention to Louisiana?
Yes.
So I'm not sure.
I believe it's been downgraded considerably, but
that's good.
That doesn't make it good, but it's not as bad as when it hit Houston.
I have the interview from GMA with Joel Osteen if you're interested in
sure.
it.
Sure. Is it ready to go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're going back to...
That's great.
Okay.
Good. Happy to hear that.
Yep.
And I'm sure it hurts him if he's... all on the
all
up
true.
And up, then
right.
It probably hurts. And that's, you know, sometimes you just got to take that one.
Hurricane Harvey had previously caused Coldplay and Mary J. Blige to postpone their concerts in Houston. And Lady Antebellum just canceled their Houston show altogether. They are saying Harvey's the strongest storm to make landfall in the United States since Hurricane Charley in 2004. And some areas of Houston have seen over 50 inches of rain. I've seen various death tolls. This one's saying 13. I thought I read 18 this morning.
I thought I did too.
Best Buy is pissed at some employees, apparently. They don't usually sell water, but I guess a bunch of their employees went and picked up some water in cases and were selling it for single bottle prices. So a case of Dasani was like $42. Mm-hmm. So they were just gouging people who were coming in there. 12 packs of Smart Water for $30, 24 packs of Dasani for like $43. Best Buy says this was a big mistake on the part of a few employees at one store on Friday. As a company, we're focused on helping, not hurting affected people. We're sorry, and it won't happen again. Wow. So there you go.
Well, the Best Buy does seem to hire the kids, and sometimes the kids...
Have their own ideas.
I've definitely...
I know how we can make money.
...said, hey, can I get some help over here? No. I'm like, all right, then.
Okay. Or you ask them a question, they go, I can't help you.
No,
is there someone who can?
Nah.
Nope, nobody.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to get out of here.
Yeah, I'll just go somewhere else.
I'll wait till tomorrow.
Another day.
I was looking at the life section in the USA Today, and there are a couple of things of interest. Did you wind up reading the fourth book, or maybe the third book got finished by this other guy in the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo series?
I did not.
Yeah, it was excellent.
I heard that.
There's a fourth one coming out. This is the second Millennium sequel written by this other... I think Stieg Larsson is the one who wrote the originals.
You're right.
And David Langerkrantz has written another one, and it's called The Girl Who Takes an Eye for an Eye. It is coming out September
12th. And it's still the same heroine.
It's the same. It's going to explore her childhood. I guess she's in prison right now, in this book. She wants to uncover the truth about her childhood and to exact revenge. She's a fascinating character.
Yeah, I really liked the first two books a lot.
And The Girl in the Spider's Web, I thought, tied the whole thing up and put a bow on it, and that was that. But that was the third one. And, oh no, hold on.
I thought this was the, the new book should be the fifth book.
Maybe it is the fifth book.
I thought Stieg Larsson did three. This dude did a fourth. And maybe this would be the
finish.
But I could be wrong. I fell off them, so yeah. I'm not sure. And I don't even remember why I fell off. I guess I just got busy. But they were the first couple books were excellent.
Yeah, they're great. They're just, you know, intrigue and
fantastic. I actually really liked the movie they did. I'm bummed that they didn't continue it.
Yeah.
I know you say the Swedish versions are better, but still, the one with James Bond was good.
Right. And Rooney Mara, mm-hmm. Did she play the girl? Also out today, or sorry, also out soon, I should say, September 26th, Sleeping Beauties, which is Stephen King and Owen King.
Is that his son?
You know, Joe Hill is the son we hear about that writes, but they're saying Owen King, so maybe he has more than one son. I don't really know how many kids he's got. It's a mystery about a sleep disorder that can cause women to become violent and wild, and it disrupts an Appalachian town where the main employer is a women's prison. They go crazy. And so this is the first time he's co-written a book with his son.
Oh, and wow. It is his son. Looks exactly like him.
Oh, really? Oh. But it's not Joe Hill. It's
no,
Owen.
Joe Hill's okay. Another brother.
So that is out September 26th, which should be good. All right, Benny, what's coming up?
Hold on. I'm trying to... So the trilogy of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo is... Stieg Larsson's also listed as The Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest.
And is that the one that
that's
he started?
That's book three.
Is that the one that he started and then was finished by this dude?
Oh, maybe that's it. The other dude's name isn't on it. It's okay. Just Stieg Larsson. So it's The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, The Girl in the Spider's Web, The Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest.
Oh, and then there's The Girl Who Played with Fire, I believe. So maybe that's the one that was written... So you might be right. I think you're right.
There's a fourth.
I think that's the fourth. And then this fifth one, The Girl Who Took an Eye for an Eye or whatever it's called.
I needed more time to get to my research. Our internet isn't as fast as you'd like. It's definitely not Xfinity
internet.
That's
a theme this morning. That is for sure.
I'll do a little more Hurricane Harvey. I'll do some fast facts. And you're disgusting after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is sponsored by America's Tire.
Hey, everyone. Just like to gently remind you all that Bryn and I, on September 9th,
nice guy.
Will be climbing 1,000 stairs at 555 California Street. Why, you ask? To raise money for firefighters, police officers, and paramedics suffering from post-traumatic stress. So right now... Bryn and I are in second place. We've raised $3,211.
Wow.
We're $1,000 behind first place. But
who are the actual firefighters?
Yeah, who are the actual firefighters? But if you'd
let's
like
beat
to,
those guys.
if you'd like to contribute, we'd love it if you would. Please help us, help the firefighters, help us, help the people that put their lives on the line for us every single day. Go to RadioAlice.com. There's a picture of me and Bryn holding hands, me leaning back, Bryn doing splits. Just click on that, and that'll take you right to the place where you can donate. Any amount helps, and we do care about being first in this as well. So help us
like
be first
we
place.
We like to win.
Yeah, we like to win.
Visit America's Tire this Friday and Saturday for up to $320 in Visa prepaid cards when you buy select packages with America's Tire Credit. America's Tire, America's neighborhood tire store.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener's Special tab to get two premium pillows and two go-anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code ALICE. That's MyPillow.com. So we begin with the tragedy in Texas as Harvey has dropped record rain. It broke a record yesterday for the most rainfall from a tropical storm in the United States. Some areas in near Houston have gotten 50 inches in less than a week. It's normally more than they get in a whole year. Mm. And we're familiar with that. Last winter, we dealt with some of that, too. Right. Record rain, and it's got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
In this case, it's going in everyone's houses.
Right. It's just so heartbreaking to see the shots, and then, of course, they're all over the news. If you turn the news on at all, you see it. It's just...
Thousands of people have needed rescuing. At least 14 people have died, and the number is continuing to rise as rescue crews are just getting out to some of the outlying areas. Also, if you want to make donations, if this is something... I mean, there's been... Companies have donated over $1 million,
right.
Some of them just themselves, the $1 million. But you can go to RadioAlice.com to find a list of ways to help and donate. People's animals need rescue. People need rescue. Our dude, Jim Thebode, do you know he's deluxe?
Yes.
And always donates skateboards for our Toys for Tots. He started something, and we're going to post. We haven't posted it yet because I just got the little thing we need to post. I cleaned out my closet for Houston is what he started. And there's a skateboard park in Texas where they're sending all their clothes to.
Oh.
So all the kids and all the skaters and all the people who might have something in their closet that they can send, they're going to have this stuff sent to that skate park, and the skate park will distribute the clothes to the people, which is maybe you don't have the money.
Right.
But maybe you have a sweatshirt you can get rid of. So that's another way to help. Way to go, Jim. And I'll make sure this gets at RadioAlice.com. I cleaned out my closet for Houston is a pretty cool thing.
Yeah. It's rough to watch. Those are people whose lives have been changed forever. Mm-hmm. The overhead shots of Houston, even where the water's receded, I mean, these are just like main downtown roads that are choked with mud.
Apple's pledged $2 million to the Red Cross. And for every dollar an employee gives, they'll donate another $2.
Mm.
So Apple's doing some good work. It looks like other companies have already pledged $1 million, including Amazon, Chevron, Citibank, Home Depot, JP Morgan, Pepsi, UPS, Walmart, Wells Fargo, and more. Other companies have also given $100,000, and those include Exxon, Ford, Google, Starbucks, and United Airlines. So people are stepping up. All kinds of ways, whether it's send them money, send them your clothes, whatever right. You can do to help. It's going to take a while to get.
It is going to take a while.
Things back to anything close
to
normal.
Huge swaths of homes that have just been completely devastated. It's really heartbreaking.
Okay. Now, I wanted to, I had it right here. Where did I put that? Oh, here it is. We were talking about The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo trilogy.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to get this straight.
Because there's another one coming out.
Right. Stieg Larsson had written these three books, and then he died.
Right.
So before they even came out, which is crazy that he wrote.
Right.
Dude, you wrote a book and you didn't rush that out? You'd think he wouldn't be able to contain himself.
So even before the very first one came out?
All of those books, according to Wiki, were published posthumously. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo in 05, The Girl Who Played with Fire in 06, and The Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest in 07. Of course, do you remember the name of the characters?
Yeah, Mikkel. The girl is Lisbeth Salander.
Uh-huh. Blomqvist.
Blomqvist. Mikael Blomqvist.
Okay, so anyway, the fourth book is the one that was commissioned by the publisher, and it was written by David Lagercrantz. He is also writing the fifth installment.
Okay.
Apparently, Stieg Larsson had planned this to be a series of books 20 strong.
Didn't we hear that? Because I want to say that the guy who wrote the next one in the series actually found notes from Stieg Larsson that were, you know, an outline for how the story was supposed to go or something. Like,
I don't have that, but they do say, though, that he's the one that did the fourth,
mm-hmm.
and he's the one that's doing the fifth.
Well, I loved the fourth one.
But
so
the first three were Stieg Larsson. So just, and that's Wiki. Maybe that's wrong. I don't know.
Yeah. Wiki's probably right.
I usually like to trust Wiki, but you never know. You're disgusting.
I heard about this. What, did someone find out all my little secrets?
I don't really mean you. I just mean, you know, people in general.
All right, what do we do?
Well, according to this, 84% of people say they pee in the shower. I do, too.
Yeah.
I don't understand why.
I don't know why you wouldn't. Why waste the toilet paper? You're already...
Well, sure, I have, but I tried to go I mean, and I should probably just do that because it's just water going down the drain instead of flushing the toilet.
But sometimes if you're going to get up in the morning and take a shower, like I usually go right to the toilet.
Yeah, toilet first, and then I do other stuff.
Right,
and then I get in the shower.
60% of people say they do it at least once a week.
Pee in the shower?
Yeah, I do too. Absolutely. Now, here's another one. I've done this for sure, but not once a week. And you ever pee in the sink?
No.
You've never gone in the sink?
I do not believe that I have ever peed in a
Hold
sink.
Hold on.
I don't have a
question.
Wiener either.
I know, but
I'd have to sit on the sink.
Right?
Yeah, I do not. I've seen girls do it when they gotta
go. All of the home remodeling you've done and you've never lost access to the bathroom and just said, you know what? I'm just gonna do this here in the sink.
I honestly, I would tell you if I've ever peed in a sink, but I have never done that. Yuzi?
Mm-hmm.
You have peed in a sink?
I have been in situations where, like, you're at a party or whatever. Even at my own home, I specifically remember three girls, everyone's gotta pee. One pees in the sink, one in the toilet, and one in the bathtub.
Oh,
you gotta go.
Do you have to go that bad? You can't wait for the one person to finish?
Well, drinks. Mm-mm. I mean, come
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
Don't worry, drinks. I mean, I'm coming out.
Who cares? Yeah. So, yes.
All right. I've just never had to. I'm not saying I wouldn't if I really had to.
On the list of, as they call them here, gross things we do. How often do you wash your jeans? 60% say after two or three wears.
Yeah.
14% say every time they wear them. A quarter of people say only when they're really dirty. And 1% say never.
Yeah, that's Vinny.
You never wash your jeans.
You're the 1%, man.
You're going to ruin your jeans that way.
Nah, I'll just get new jeans. I want them to be clean.
And,
they're
and
clean.
Tight.
And tight.
Yeah.
No, they're not clean.
They're clean.
They're not clean. They, you
I can
everywhere.
Show you the picture of you smelling my butt.
Yeah, that's not the only place it gets dirty on a pair of pants.
I know, but I'm saying,
you
I mean,
your
you
hands
were like, these
on
things
them.
Are got to be disgusting. And I told you, go ahead, check them. And sure enough, they didn't smell. You were like, yeah, I don't know. They don't
but
smell.
But you also take your clothes off as soon as you get home, right?
I do.
Put on your
and
shorts.
I admit, I am a DJ. I don't exactly get sweaty at work. So, you know, yeah, they're not dirty. And that's how you break a good pair of jeans. Ask the Levi's owner.
Yeah, I don't need to. I'm going to go ahead and wash my jeans. I'll buy some new jeans if these ones get worn out. I like them to be, fresh out of the dry. Just,
fresh
so...
out of... You dry them, too?
Oh, hell yeah. Wash them, dry
I throw
them.
Mine over the banister. I don't wash my...
Yeah,
or I don't dry
do
my jeans.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Wash them and dry them. Fold them. Stick them in my closet. Mm.
Levi's, you're hearing this. You're right down the street. Come
We're
on,
We're in Levi's
man.
Right now. I've owned these Levi's for... These are one of those... remember when they had the promotion where all asses are not the same?
Yeah, the her jeans.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Specific.
These, so they've got to be 7 or 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I wash them and dry them and wear them all the time.
God.
And they're fine. Getting a little small.
It's from washing them
small.
And drying
it's not
them.
You
no, it's
big.
Not. They're shrinking. It must be the washing and drying. It's not me.
Have you ever needed a shower, but just, what do they call that? A hooker shower?
Yeah.
Where
a whore
bath.
Yeah.
A whore bath. Where you put perfume or cologne on instead. Most people say they have.
Well,
it's
sometimes you have to.
Right.
I just get a wash rag.
Yeah, do your underarms. Yeah.
As an adult, have you ever picked your nose and eaten it?
Oh.
No.
25% of people say yes.
Yeah. I stopped that when I was a kid.
Kid is debatable.
Really? I wasn't 18.
You were. Okay. You got me there. That is a good one. Right. 13, 15, still eating boogers, but you're right. You weren't 18.
As a grown up, I can say I've never done that.
Right.
But 25% of people. It's not the end of the world, you know.
Eating boogers, you mean?
Yeah. Dr. Dean used to say on his show, Dr. Dean Adele.
Yeah.
He said that I can't remember what his thing was, but
nutritional.
It was something about you get you could deal with
builds
toxins
up.
That
yeah.
way.
Oh,
he was the guy who was behind
here.
The eat a little dirt, build up your immune system.
Let me ask you a question. What was it? looking back, like, was there a taste to it? Was it, I mean, when you pulled a particularly beefy nose steak, were you like,
oh my God, gross.
That, I'm saving this. Oh, I'm gross?
Yeah.
I have never eaten a booger, ever.
Uh-huh. Let's get Sandy on the phone.
Please. Get out of here. I'm telling you, I never have. So what was it?
I don't know what it was.
Was it flavor?
No.
Huh.
It was
hunger?
Just... No. No, I wasn't
just
a snack.
What am I going to do with this?
I guess so. I don't know.
All right.
Are yours crunchy? That
boogers.
Is a good booger.
Oh.
Yum.
Okay. There's a 25. Next story. There's a 25-year-old guy named Musketeem Ahmad who works as a cook in Delhi, India.
Okay.
About 18 months ago, one of his coworkers introduced him to smoking. It's not a nice thing to do.
No.
Don't share your habit. Now this dude's stuck with cigarettes for
and
his life.
How old did you say he was?
25.
Oh, so he just started smoking. Okay.
Looks like he really took to it because he smoked so much. In just a year and a half, he wound up with throat cancer.
Mm.
He was so mad about it because this dude he knew specifically who introduced him to cigarettes peer pressured him into it that he shot him yesterday. The guy wound up dying from his injuries and now Musketeem was arrested and he's up on murder charges.
That sucks.
And the thing is, he may not have even gotten it from that.
Right.
It could have been from you know what.
Sure. It could have been really from it. Look at the, what was it, Christopher Reeve's wife.
She gave her husband throat cancer?
No. After he finally passed away and she had her, you know, she could have gone on to have a life. She was a singer.
She got lung cancer, didn't she?
She'd never smoked. Mm. She like, I mean, it felt like within a year she found out she had lung cancer and that was it. Went fast.
Dana Reeves?
Yeah,
that's it.
That is it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Okay.
I wonder if Austin was concerned about providing security and order, says 650.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
And he should have said that. Are saying insurance reasons also.
Sure. Listen, I'm sure there's a million reasons. It just seemed pretty cold.
I feel like I'm just trying to say that it's probably bumming him out, but think about the Catholic priest who actually loves God and tried to do a good work and didn't realize he was in a hornet's nest of
pedophiles.
You know, that's something that, sure, this guy may be on the up and up, but people do question if you've got tax-free status and you're a preacher and you're worth $60 million, people question it.
What's up with that?
How's that?
Right, and then when you don't immediately throw open the doors to your church and yell from the doorstep, hey, everyone, come on in out of the flood.
925 says, don't criticize the church. Open your home to the victims, you hypocrites. 408 says, remember Tammy and Jim Baker?
Yeah.
We do. That's who we're talking about, among others.
And that's, you know, that's nice to say everyone should open up their home, but we also don't, we're not tax exempt and we haven't taken millions and millions of dollars from the people who are now asking for shelter. It just shouldn't surprise you that this guy is coming under fire.
408 says he's also getting heat now because to go to his church, you do have to pay for seating. You literally pay to get a seat. A ticket starts for $15 at his church.
Incredible.
Reserve seating for reserve seating and go up depending on the area. So,
yeah, this guy's taking people's money. It doesn't seem Christly to me, but, you know, what do I know?
925 says, too funny that Hooman picked out a wedding planner before he's even got a first date.
He has the date that he wants to do at a wedding. He knows how wants his wedding to go.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm not here.
Not you.
Okay, good.
Let me ask you a question. So for a guy, if he meets a girl that has put all this out there, that I've picked a date,
right.
I've got a wedding planner, I know exactly what I'd want to do, a guy would be all, No thanks. That's scary.
Right.
That's too much. Save that. Keep it to yourself.
Yeah, you should immediately find out someone's Pinterest information so that you can go and look at their boards, and then you'll know. Because she might not admit that, Vinny.
Right.
But if she's got like 16 different wedding boards.
But do you think a lady would be attracted to a man who says he's got all this stuff figured out? Or do you think that she would run from him as well and feel like that's too much too fast?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it would depend on the chick. Like, is marriage her end goal, too? And even for a dude, like, maybe you'd be like, oh, great, it's all planned out. I don't have to worry about it.
And would a girl also think, you know what? That's my day. I get to plan that.
Oh,
you don't get
that's
to pick
true,
stuff.
Woman.
How about you just show up?
Well, girls do like to have something to change about a dude, so maybe that's attractive.
Oh, it's a project.
Where's my hat? Where's my game over hat? Oh, my God. Just hearing you say that is a truth.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with the Hot 100, and we'll see where we go from there.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.